Well, hello, everybody. We're so glad that you were able to join us for another episode of Open House here at Community Media. We love to celebrate who we are and what we do as a community. And our guests today are all the way from Members First Credit Union. I have with me today Sarah and Dakota, and they're going to be sharing with us just a little bit more about all the special things that they have to offer for you and for me and all the wonderful people in South Central PA. So I'm going to start with Sarah. Sarah, I met with you not super long ago, and you were sharing with me that you've been with Members First for over a year. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yep, a little over a year and a half.
What connected you to Members First? What was the draw?
I've worked in Gettysburg for a long time, and I've always seen Members First out and about at networking events within the community. And everybody that I've gotten to interact with over the years working in the area has always left a really positive impression with me. Everyone is so friendly and willing to help, and they just make themselves available. So I was really excited to be hired on at Members First to contribute to that culture and just see what I could do for members in the community.
Sweet. And you brought a friend with you today.
I did.
Introduce your guest?
Yeah, of course. This is Dakota. She's our regional vice president, so she oversees multiple branches within the region.
Very excited to be here today. Thank you for having us.
Yes, we're very glad that you're here as well. So let's jump right in. I see that you are very well prepared. You have a bunch of goodies you want to share with us. Again, I'll just reiterate, I know, Sarah, you and I had met maybe a couple months ago, and you really know your stuff, so I have to hand it to you. I was very impressed. I'm like, I think maybe I might want to switch to Members First.
We'll take it anytime. Come on in and see me.
That is amazing. So I know before we jump behind the desk here, you were sharing with myself and with Ray a little bit more of what it is behind the scenes, that you're not just a service to people with an account. I'm going to try and remember your quote, that you care more about the people than just the profit.
Absolutely.
Do you want to go into that just a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Members First is member-owned, so our focus is very different. So it's very customer service-oriented, member-focused. Whenever people come in, we get to know our members. We get to know about their family, their interest, their name. So it's a very personal touch when people come into the branches. We've actually gotten compliments on that when they come in, they feel like we know who they are and that they're mm-hmm. welcomed. And that's a huge thing, because whenever you're working with people in something like their finances, that's a really personal subject for a lot of people. So we want people to feel warm and welcome, and that rapport that we build with people, we're really proud of that.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. And how do you fit into the mix of all of this?
So I started with Members First almost 9 years ago. I started at one of our branches. We have over 60 branch locations, but I started at the North Hanover location as a teller. And Members First really just drew me towards them because of really what we do in the community, and we really stand behind what our name is. We're really there for our members. We actually were founded in 1950. So from 1950 until today, we serve over 600,000 members in over 11 counties. So this community, particularly in Adams County, is really special to us, and we're really happy to be a part of it.
That's awesome. We were also talking about the way that you help service local nonprofits, mm-hmm. small businesses. Can you expound on that?
Yeah, sure. So something that all of our associates do that work for Members First is we get involved with community events. So all of our associates do at least two community events a year. That can be a nonprofit event that we volunteer for, a festival locally, things of that nature. But our associates get out and about in the community to lend a helping hand, to get to know the people that live in the area, and then to also help those organizations, because as we know, help is hard to find. So we try to extend our reach that way to be able to provide help too.
Mm-hmm. So. I know we had also talked about the services that you provide for the school districts. What does that look like, and how do you get plugged in with financial literacy for our students?
Yeah. So we partner with a lot of local schools, and we can go in regardless of the age, and we have different presentations for each age group. So young elementary school age, we can work on the practice of counting money and talking about the difference between a want and a need and what things actually cost. And then working our way up through high school, we can help prepare students for how to make a budget and what things are going to cost when they're out on their own, and just kind of give them a quick snapshot of what it's going to look like when they actually have to manage their own money. And then we also partner with restaurants other organizations, other employers in the area, and we do offer financial literacy for those groups as well. So we can do identity theft presentations, credit presentations on how to rebuild your credit, overall budgeting presentations. We have such a vast opportunity for people to learn and expand their knowledge when it comes to their finances. It's a really great program that we can do out and about in the community.
Yeah. And we're back. If you are just tuning in, I'm here with Sarah and Dakota from Members First Credit Union, and they're sharing with us today the amazing special things they're able to offer to the people in the community, not just a financial provider, but also in how you care for people as the individual. So I was asking you, what does it look like? Let's say that I feel financial illiterate and I want to gain more ground on how to better budget, how to protect my finances. Do you have anything that you offer to the individual and not just, you know, those other things that you offer? You had just mentioned a minute ago about the school systems.
Yep. So we do have a partner with GreenPath Financial Wellness. So that is another nonprofit that we have a partnership with that our members can go to. And they kind of take a look at the overall financial health and picture of what somebody is going through at that time. And they can offer recommendations. So that's something that whenever people come in and they're struggling, that we'll refer them to. And we've heard some great success stories of people being able to slowly work their way out of debt and to make healthier choices for the long haul.
That's awesome. Is there a cost to that? Do you have to sign up? How does that work?
It's a great question. So all of our services are completely free. So we partner, as Sarah stated, with a lot of the local schools and different companies within our footprint that we can go out and offer free financial literacy, whether they're a student, an employee, or a member of an organization.
Mm-hmm. I think that's amazing, especially, you know, if you're already struggling, well, that's one more thing I have to pay for, and people get stuck on the loop of the cycle they're already in and wanting to get out of that cycle. I think it's also important that people are made aware that Members First offers that. You know, I know other people would say, well, I don't even have enough money to invest. How can I go to a financial advisor? So the loop that people get stuck on, but I'm hearing you say, we actually offer things for free to the individuals so that they can get financial freedom and have a better understanding of how to manage their finances.
Yep, we can help with everything from a kid opening up their first savings account, making their first deposit, all the way to college, buying a home, and then even retirement and legacy planning. So we can help from beginning to end with that.
I love that. I was actually part of a conversation last night where there is a mother and she was concerned about charging her daughter rent. Now, I know this isn't specifically what you're talking about, but I think it is related because, you know, we do want to care for our families, but we also want to set them up for success, whatever life throws your way. So I'm just repeating. I love hearing you say part of what Members First does is help set the individual up for success, that you're not just looking at the profit gain and return because this individual came in and set up an account with us, but you care about the individual needs and how to set them up personally for success.
Absolutely, and that's really what we're about. I mean, some people aren't comfortable coming up to us when we offer a financial literacy program at an organization or a school, and that's why we're there. You don't have to come up and talk with us just when we're at the organization or business that you're a part of. Stop in and see us. Sarah and I are there. We're more than happy to help. Just like we're sitting here having a conversation with you, we truly care and we want to hear your story. So whether that means that you want to do business with us or you are just looking for some financial advice, we like to be those experts when it comes to your needs and helping you navigate through your journey.
I think that's amazing, and I will say to our listening audience today, I do feel a safety in sitting here with you because money is emotional. There's so many stories attached to the money that goes through our fingertips on a daily basis, so all the more it's nice to know that you're not just giving verbatim words back because of the organization that you work with, but I feel that genuinely from both of you, so thank you. That is really encouraging to me. And I'm learning in this journey with you, you know, sitting at the desk with you, because I'm not a part of Members First, but I'm thinking, should I switch my account over?
We would love to have you.
That's amazing. Yes, I think that's amazing. But
something else too, when you come and you open an account with us, you don't just come, open your account, make your deposit and leave. We follow up with you multiple times within that first year just to check in with you, to make sure that things are still going okay, to make sure that you don't have any questions or there's anything that you need. Life circumstances change all the time. So we want to make sure that it's set up to be the most successful for you. So we check in with you on that. We'll set you up with online banking before you leave. We'll make sure that you're completely secure before you leave our office when you open up your membership with
us. I love that. I'm not sure that we expounded as much, but can you go a little bit more into what you offer the non-for-profits? Do you help people that are looking for grant money? How does all of that work? I know here at Community Media, we have the privilege and opportunity of sitting at the same table with a lot of non-for-profits and getting to hear their heart, just like I'm sitting with you today. And it really is the network, the community. So while we're sitting here talking about Members First, I'm hearing the heart behind Members First. Yeah, us too. Network, people, community, not just another face and another business. So how does that all connect in our little Adams County in Pennsylvania, from Members First to the schools to the other local nonprofits? And maybe they don't even know that you offer those services to help support what they're doing for our community. How does that work with Members First?
So the Members First Charitable Foundation is underneath the Members First umbrella, and that's something that nonprofits can go and they can apply for grants for specific projects that they're doing. And we've given out over $500,000 in the last several years, and our dollars stay local, so we really pride ourselves on that. So our foundation dollars go back to the communities that we're in.
That's amazing. I love that.
In addition to that, I'd like to expand a little bit more than Sarah. So we also provide a lot of the nonprofits in the area that have different events throughout the year, volunteers. So all of our associates are actually required to participate in a minimum of 2 community events per year that we partner with our local organizations on to be able to send them the volunteers that they need.
I love that. As you're sharing about connecting with the local nonprofits, and you talked about the service hours, getting right in there with them. I love that because, again, you're showing we care about you as the individual and not just what do we gain out of you having an account open with us. I think we need to, I take a little pride in Adams County. You know, as many times as I've sat behind this desk now and the people that we've met, I'm like, we are surrounded by some awesome people. Their heart, their vision, the way we connect with each other. And I think that really matters, that people have an understanding, who am I surrounded by? Who's there to help me when I'm in a moment of crisis or just in my everyday life? Mm-hmm. And Members First is a component of the bigger picture that's doing that. We care about you. How can we help you? How can we serve you? And I'm sure, like any amazing organization, if you don't have the answers, you have a lot of connections to help get people connected. So with that being said, you mentioned a little bit of a testimonial. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. Last year, a member came into the branch and she had racked up some credit card debt. Life hadn't really been kind to her and circumstances had changed. And she was looking to do a personal loan for debt consolidation, just to try to save some money on that interest that she was paying on a monthly basis. We went through everything, looked at what she had, looked at what her income was, and I told her that it might be better for her to reach out to our partner, Green Path Financial, first, just to see if they were able to assist her and see if they could kind of get her back on that proper path to be in a good financial place. And she did. She left and she reached out to them, and she actually came back in the following week and said how thankful she was for that and how it made her feel seen and that it was a comfortable interaction, because once again, that's such a personal thing to be talking with someone that you don't know about. And the fact that she felt comfortable and that it all worked out for her was so fulfilling. It was nice to be able to help her in that way. It was great.
I think that's huge, because oftentimes there's shame attached with financial aspect of life, whether it's circumstances that have happened to the individual or our own deficit because we just didn't manage well. Mm-hmm. So I love hearing testimonies that you're saying there was a trust there. She actually took your suggestions and those connections to achieve financial freedom, you know, some people don't. But that just reiterates to me again that there was trust there. This person, whomever, trusted you enough to take those next steps and come back and say, thank you. You know, I think that rings huge. You had mentioned the word adoption. Bring me in with that.
Sure. So I really think, taking us back, Members First truly tries to put our name to the service that we offer to our members. So when you walk into one of our branches, we truly do want to get to know you as a person. It's not just a transaction to us. There are so many different things and memories that I can share with some of my members that I've assisted when I was in a branch. And it really just starts through having a conversation with them and learning about their life and some of the milestones that they've been able to hit. So going off of that, I remember that when I was in a branch, I actually helped a family apply for one of our lending products that was able to assist them with adopting a child. They had gone through many years of different challenges within their personal life, and that milestone brought them to coming to Members First and talking about their options of what they would qualify for to potentially be able to adopt a child. And we were able to assist them with that.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Wow. I didn't know that was one of the, I just have to take a pause and ingest all of that, because that, you know, it is an emotional journey, whatever side that's on. You mentioned a little bit ago the founding date,
1950.
So you're coming up on a birthday, or did we pass that already?
We passed that in April. So we just celebrated our 75th year of serving members, which we're extremely proud of.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Belated birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this year is all about celebrating our 75th anniversary. So for our members watching, we've ran a lot of different promotions throughout this year as a way to thank them and to offer them some additional perks. And we are excited to be able to continue that throughout the rest of this year.
That's awesome. As we get ready to wrap up, what would you say to someone listening who this is their first time hearing about Members First? Do you just want to kind of recap on that to close? And then in addition to that, so we're talking to the first-time listeners about Members First. And then lastly, what are the best ways to connect? And do you have any resounding thing on your heart that you want to share with our listeners today?
I think if you're not familiar with Members First, if you've never been a member, just walking in the door of our branches. I'm at the Gettysburg East branch right in front of Giant on Route 30 in Gettysburg. I'm incredibly proud of my team. The greeting that you'll get when you walk in is going to speak volumes. It's going to speak for itself. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and secure and safe with us. So I think if you've never been into a Members First, you should walk in and let that impression speak for itself. And we'd love to have you as part of our family.
I love that. What's the best way to connect if I can't just walk right in on my busy work day? Do I get online? I hear you say it's probably better to walk in.
But you are able to visit our website, or you can give us a call, whether you call our customer service center directly, who is actually local right out of our NOLA location, or you can give us a call at one of our local branches, and we'd love to be able to assist you.
That's amazing. I love that. Any other final closing? You've got this big thing on your heart that you just want to leave with the people listening today.
I don't think so.
Putting this on the spot, Laura.
It's okay. That's my job.
I mean, I've been a member for a lot longer than I've worked for Members First, and it's always been a positive experience. It's different. It is a family atmosphere. You can tell that the culture with the staff is a family atmosphere. You know, the staff, we enjoy our jobs, and that comes out whenever we interact with members, and that makes a huge difference. So it's a fun experience when you come in and see us and work with us, and we can get you through all of life's milestones and any curveballs. We can try to help you get through those as life throws them your way. And we've made great friends, you know, our members that we get to know. It's a fun experience.
Love that.
Yeah.
You've both been wonderful. So thank you for coming out. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better. I've had an opportunity to message with you now for probably the last year or so.
Yeah.
Very looking forward to seeing what other connections come out of knowing Sarah and Dakota from Members First. Yeah. Yes. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We really enjoyed being here.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for joining us today. I'm very encouraged by our guests, just reminding us how important it is to see each other, to be kind to each other. Make sure that you're connecting with the person and be kind. Until next time, thank you. Bye-bye.
Are they recording now?
Not necessarily.
Oh my goodness.
Don't listen to us.
Do we make funny faces and have a blooper reel?
Sure, do it.
We can't release the blooper reel.
We can. I wouldn't be too sure about that. This is a take one, people. Sean gets me sometimes. I'll do the goofy things, and then I'll watch it back, and he left it in there. I was like, how could you do that? Sean, this is take one. Is this thing on? Mic check, mic check. This is not the real mic. Okay, are we ready?
Sure.
Okay, we're back. I wish I could see Sean in the camera. Are you back there, Sean? Okay, just checking. Just making sure. Okay. Do you offer any personal, how do I get connected? Don't mind the floating paper, but thank you for the air, Sean. Take two. This doesn't ever happen, but that's fun.
It's a ghost. What about if I just take it away?
That you could do that too.
I think I'm
Did I ask the question correctly? Do you want to stick it under?
Nope, I'll hold it.
Okay, sweet.